Good afternoon. This is Mark Gold with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the closing Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Tuesday, January 18th. The grains closed mixed with March corn up 3.25 cents at 599.5. March wheat up 27.5 cents at 769. And March beans down 8.5 cents at 1361.25. The beans were pressured by the meal down 1550 on the March contract, closing at 390.10. But the March oil was up 62 ticks at 59.08. That's off of the crude oil closing up $1.53 a barrel. The crush came out this morning at 186.4. It's $1.4 million over what they were looking for. That's a little bit bearish on the oil, but a little bit friendly on the beans. Export inspections this morning were pretty good all the way around. Corn, 1.2 million metric tons. Beans, 1.72, the best number we've seen in a while. Wheat, 369. The wheat was strong due to the cold weather in the plains. There's going to be a pretty good Arctic blast the next couple of days, and I think that added some strength to the wheat. But I really think the big thing was the Russian incursion or potential incursion into Ukraine. The troops are massed on the border, or the Russians have apparently pulled their diplomats out of Ukraine. Never a good sign that things are winding down. The talks between the U.S. and Russia have gone nowhere, so there's no reason to think that we won't see an incursion. If we do, I would guess wheat prices will go straight up, maybe 40, 50 cents a bushel. I think the pros will be looking to sell that rally, but that's the concern for the time being. Obviously, if there's incursions in Russia into Ukraine, it's going to disrupt the wheat market around the world, and that should push wheat prices up higher. But I really think on any knee-jerk reaction of a big one, the pros will sell wheat. You still got the dollar very strong. It was up another 50 ticks here today, 51 ticks at 95.67. So again, it's come back off the lows we made last week. We've rallied it a couple of days here now, and we're only a penny off the highs. The strong dollar, I think, is just a tough thing for the wheat market here in the U.S. to overcome. We did have those sales this morning, 240 beans to Mexico and 160 sorghum. I don't think that really had much impact on the markets. But, the range in Argentina, they've gotten good rains over the weekend. They're looking for good rains for the rest of the week, 7 to 10 days. In my opinion, it's a game changer. It's going to be dry in Brazil, which should allow for better harvesting. And I'm really surprised the corn acted as well as it did here today, particularly with the meal down 15 bucks. I just don't know, why the funds keep supporting this, but the technicals really haven't turned that bad in the corn. So maybe they're just defending their positions out here. But the beans, in my opinion, closed well off what the crush should have been. We could have been down 20, 25 cents easily here today with the meal down 15.50, but the beans only closed 8.5 lower. So, it wasn't nearly as bad as it could have been out here. If crude oil continues to rally, that'll certainly help the bean oil market. But, I just have my doubts how much higher this crude oil is going to go. After the close, crude oil is up another 40 cents or so. At 85.25, maybe it's going to try 88 to 90 bucks in there, which I think would be too high, but maybe that's where it's going to go out here. At any rate, the grains closed much better in corn and wheat than I thought they would. Even though beans were 8.5 lower, I thought it closed a lot better than it should have as well. If you have any questions, give me a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.